Hello, we're Kat and Ellie from Free Radio, and we like to do big features on our radio show like this one.
It's called Date My Daughter, where we asked a carpet fitter called Phil to pick a suitable date for his daughter for Valentine's Day. His daughter is Amy, and she just happens to be Miss Shropshire.
It was a feature on the show for 3 weeks, but here's a condensed version of what happened.
I'm Phil, I'm from Telford, I'm the world's proudest dad. Alan Sugar is a pussycat, I'm the real deal. I don't want any time wasters.
Date My Daughter.
If you want to take my daughter out, you've got to go through me.
Now, of course, we're starting the auditions next week.
Next Monday?
Yeah. How are you feeling about this?
I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Are you nervous, or do you think that actually the blokes that you're going to be meeting should be nervous?
The blokes who I'm going to be meeting should be nervous.
How do you feel about your dad doing the picking and choosing who you're going to be dating?
I am so nervous. I was away in Australia and he was like, yeah, I'm picking this guy for you, because he thinks he can do a better job than me.
Hiya, Kazim.
Hey, how's it going?
So what is the worst thing about you?
Nothing's popping to mind, to be fair.
So you're perfect?
Yeah, I'm perfect.
Okay, Charlie, why did you break up with your last girlfriend?
Distance became too much and I wasn't able to see her enough and spend enough time on her. With her, that's the word I was going for.
Ollie, have you ever made your mum cry?
Yes, I have. With tears of joy.
After the lads were grilled by Phil, we put them through one final challenge.
Yep, we took them to the Killing Fields in Wolverhampton to take on the hardest obstacle course in the UK.
Now we're looking at one of the most beautiful valleys in England, and in the middle of it, we've built the Killing Fields. On Sunday just gone, we had 4,000 people here, and only 2,800 managed to finish.
Could I use the toilet quickly and never come back out?
We're going to put you boys through something you've never experienced before. Some real cold, some heights, some claustrophobic fear, some acrophobic fear, which is up in the air, and we'll see on the look on their faces whether or not they're tough guys.
I'm here to win, the end of. I'm ready for battle. I'm looking not to die.
We're standing here at the behemoth. You're going to climb up 40 foot into the air. We see a load of rope crossings. Let's see who's the best.
Phil, what do you think?
God, this course is absolutely massive.
Looking at it, it looks awful.
It's going to be tough, but that's what it's called, tough guy.
You're fighting for the honour of Miss Shropshire.
May the best man win.
Go!
They've just got to the top of the first obstacle, and they look exhausted already. They're onto the rope crossing now. Jamie's still doing very well, though. Oh, and now he's got an ice bath. And here he goes. Oh, that's a deep pull! Jamie's just shouting, is he finished? No, he isn't.
Freezing now, to be honest.
Jamie was the man who ended up dating Amy, and he really wanted to go on a second date.
So we were gutted when Amy said this.
It was a really nice date, but we'll meet up as friends.
Oh,
dear.
We've chatted about it, and we both kind of feel the same.
I hate to break it to you, darling, but he fancies the pants off you.
Yeah, we've just spoken to him, and he definitely fancies you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awkward!
So we didn't help him find love, but we had a lot of fun on the radio.
And that's all that matters.
Kat and Nelly.
We are free.
Free Radio.